Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
I'm going to make you a star.
Thank you.
As much as I hate to admit it, you're right, Jared.
What?
We're just talking.
Oh, I didn't pick that up.
You could reinvent yourself to be anything you want to be.
I love dinosaurs.
I'm glad to hear that.
Hiya, Chuck.
The boy is brilliant.
I don't care if he's Einstein.
They are.
Did our basketball team really lose by 57 points?
And they call themselves representatives. Like they really represent us.
Oh, cool. The cafeteria is serving pizza twice next week. Could you lift it up a bit?
Would you stop that?
What?
Reading the backside of my newspaper. Have you heard anything I've said?
Sure. You said your turkey sandwich was cold and
that was like a half an hour ago. I've been talking about the student council. Listen to this article. The student council has selected a theme for the annual Community Consciousness Week. It is, listen to this, Appreciating America. Can you believe that? They ignored my theme.
You gave them a theme?
Yeah, I put in their suggestion box. I thought we could have a week dedicated to political sabotage awareness. Appreciating America. And look at this. All proceeds will go to an organization that feeds the homeless and hungry in third world countries. Counting our blessings is something we can all benefit from, says Student Council President Chad Bowman. And of course, we know who's going to benefit the most from all this.
Third world countries?
The Student Council, that's who. They get all the great publicity from the people outside the school. Meanwhile, they ignore everybody inside it. I need to be on the Student Council.
Good luck. The same people get elected every year.
I know. And I'm too far ahead of my time to be popular.
Hey! Did you write this poem on the back here?
What?
Didn't you say you're using a fake name to send stuff to the newspaper now?
Yeah, they won't print anything I send to them under my real name anymore.
This just sounds like a fake name. Charles Van Horn.
No, I'm Jean-Jacques de Montague. Never heard of Charles Van Horn.
It's about dinosaurs.
People We Know by Charles Van Horn. What's with the title?
I don't know.
The hungry predators kill the weaker ones, and soon the strong ones are the only ones left. Dwayne, do you know what this is?
What?
People We Know. This is about the student council.
Where did you get that?
All the stuff about dinosaurs. It's really talking about the student council. The stronger ones abusing their power, crushing the weaker, and dinosaurs are extinct. That means we don't need them anymore. This guy wants to abolish the current student council.
Are you sure?
You're in Miss Dwyer's English class. You know about interpretations. Poems never mean what you first think they mean. They're always about something else.
Is this conversation about something else?
Come on, we spent 6 weeks figuring out poems. This is an easy one. Dinosaur symbolizes the student council. I can't believe somebody feels the way I do. I gotta meet this kid. Charles Van Horn. He could be exactly what the school needs.
Principal Johnson.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
I'm fine. Just here for my son.
He doesn't like riding the bus?
Oh, no. He loves it. I just have to pick him up for a dentist appointment.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to tell you how much he likes his new class.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's the first special ed class we've ever had here.
Hmm.
Seems to be going very smoothly. Most of the kids have been adjusting to the regular school system quite fast.
Good.
And, of course, your son has done extremely well. He seems to be a notch above the rest of the class socially.
Oh, yes. He's always loved being around other people. Being in that special school over at Briarwood just made him feel so abnormal.
Well, that's the reason for the new program.
Hi, Mr. Johnson. Hi, Mom.
We were just talking about you. Hey, I saw your poem in the newspaper. It was great.
Thank you.
Well, I'll let you get to the dentist. See you later, Charles.
Bye, Mr. Johnson.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mrs. Van Horn.
With all that's happening in the world, you may be looking for ways to both entertain and encourage your family. We'd like to help you do just that by giving you a 4-week free trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club, where you can find our catalog of nearly 900 Adventures in Odyssey programs. These exciting episodes are a great way to keep your family connected to God's truth as you navigate through significant and unexpected changes to your normal day-to-day lives. So go to AIOclub.org and get started on your 4-week free trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Hey, are you going to use this Jiffy Burger coupon?
Why don't you get your own paper for once?
I'm saving up.
It's the owl. It's like 20 cents.
Oh, hey, there he is.
Who?
Charles Van Horn, the one who wrote the poem.
Where?
Right there, red shirt.
How do you know it's him?
I saw his picture on the bulletin board outside the principal's office.
Why was his picture up?
New student.
He's new?
I guess.
This is getting better all the time. I'll see ya!
Where are you going?
Charles?
Hi.
I'm Jared. I read your poem in the paper today. I thought it was great.
Thanks.
And I think I know who you're talking about. With the dinosaurs. People we know.
Yeah, I like dinosaurs.
It's a great symbol, really. Of the people we know.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of them?
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Some of them I like. Well, the meat eaters. They're mean.
Yeah.
And real dangerous.
Exactly.
They eat the little ones.
They certainly do. And don't you wish they'd go extinct?
Well, they are extinct.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's like they've forgotten what put them into power in the first place. That's brilliant. I can't believe that, Charles. You feel exactly the way I do.
You mean about dinosaurs?
Yes, about the dinosaurs. This school needs your ideas. So, you're new here.
Yeah.
That gives you an advantage. Nobody knows you. You could reinvent yourself to be anything you want to be.
Okay.
You'd be the perfect candidate.
I would?
For student council. Have you ever thought about running?
No.
Think about it.
Okay.
Got elections coming up soon. What do you say?
Say?
You could be the thinking man's candidate. You could run on a less government, more power to the people ticket. What do you think? You want to do it?
I guess.
Fantastic. Charles, you leave it all up to me. I'm going to make you a star. I'm telling you, it was almost like I was talking to myself. Not that I do that sort of thing, but he feels exactly like I do about the student council, and he wants to run.
But nobody knows him.
That's perfect. For all they know, the kid could be the U.S. ambassador to Guam. And as long as he talks the way he did to me, people are going to think he's brilliant.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hello.
Can I get you anything?
No, thanks.
We're just talking.
Mr. Whitaker?
Hmm?
Tell me what you think about this poem.
People we know.
You think you might be too deep for people in our school? I mean, to be honest, I never would have figured out that poem if you hadn't told me.
We've all had English, so everybody knows how to interpret poems.
Doesn't mean everybody's good at it.
So, what do you think?
Interesting. I don't quite understand the title.
You would if you went to our school. It's about the student council.
Oh, I didn't pick that up.
It's about how they've tried to keep the average person from having any power. Just like the meat eaters dominated the plant eaters.
Oh, really?
This guy's gonna change everything.
So, he's running for student council?
Yep, and I'm his campaign manager. Dwayne, you want to be my assistant?
Well, I have to interpret stuff.
Just leave that to me. One day, this kid's going to be president, and it all starts today.
Right here.
What is this about, Dwayne? Somebody said they wanted a reporter here?
Right. Get out your pen. He'll need to write this down.
You're making the announcement?
No, Jared is.
Jared? Oh, great. I'm going back to my lunch.
No, wait, it's important.
If this announcement has anything to do with space aliens, subliminal messages, or KGB squirrels, I'm gonna have a fit.
It doesn't. Just wait. Here he comes.
Who's that with him?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. I'd like to introduce you to someone. This is Charles Van Horn.
Hello.
He's new to the school, and I want to announce that he will be running for student council representative in the upcoming elections.
Student council? I've never even seen him before. Jared?
Yes. Oh, Sarah, good. Somebody from the Odyssey Owl is here. You have a question?
Yeah. Why bother? The same people always win for student council.
Exactly. And that is what Charles is here to change. If you notice, in the last issue of the Owl, Charles wrote a poem derailing the runaway train that is the student council. He likens them to dinosaurs, a dying extinct breed still trying to hold on to its powers, but they simply have outlived their usefulness.
I have a question. Charles, how long have you been at the school?
Charles has been here for just a month.
Have you ever been on student council at any other schools?
Charles has stayed away from politics because he hates the corruption. But now, seeing the rampant waste caused by the current student council, feels compelled as a citizen to run for office.
Do you have any new ideas if you're elected, Charles?
He has many ideas. Yes, many, many ideas.
Do any of them include funding for a committee to eliminate KGB squirrels?
No, nothing like that. Trust me, didn't you read the poem? The boy is brilliant.
I don't care if he's Einstein. I just want to know one thing. If he is elected, are you going to have anything to do with his decisions?
No.
It's not some kind of twisted puppet regime?
What's a twisted puppet regime?
I heard that on TV.
I like that. Spell regime.
I don't know how to spell it.
Charles is not my puppet. He can think for himself.
We'll see about that. Charles! Hi. I'm glad we got you alone.
Hiya, Chuck.
Hello.
Where's Jared?
He said he'd be here.
Having lunch together?
Yeah. Maybe I should look for him.
Not so fast. We have some questions for you.
Well, Jared will be here.
We don't want to talk to Jared.
Hey! What's going on here? What are you guys talking about?
We were just about to ask Charles some questions about the issues.
Well, you see, Charles likes to speak through me, so ask away. I'll handle any questions for him.
No.
What do you mean, no?
He needs to speak for himself, Jared. The only way he has a chance of getting elected is for him to convince us that he's not being controlled by you.
Fine. Charles, are you okay with this?
I don't know.
Just a couple of questions. First, I read your poem about the people we know. Who are the dinosaurs?
Who are the dinosaurs?
Yes.
Oh, they're big, mean animals. Well, some of them are. The weaker ones just walk around and eat trees.
Trees. So what are they?
You don't know what trees are?
And she calls herself a news reporter. She can't even figure out what the trees are.
I know what the trees are. I just wanted to hear it in your own words, so I can write the article.
Go ahead, Charles. Tell them what the trees are.
They're all over the place. They're green and tall and...
But what do the trees do?
Nothing. They just stand there.
Just stand there. Jared, in your own words, why don't you tell us what the trees are?
You don't know, do you?
Sure I do.
Then what are they?
Well, the trees are... Us. Right, us. The people who stand around not doing anything. Like trees. Right?
Charles, is that a good interpretation?
What's that?
The way she's interpreting the trees?
Yeah, the trees.
So, that's right. Okay, so the weaker dinosaurs eat the trees.
Those being us.
Fattening themselves up for the bigger dinosaurs.
Well, not anymore.
You mean we aren't trees anymore?
Oh, no. The tree eaters are gone. They died a long time ago.
Why do you think they died?
'Cause other dinosaurs ate them up, of course.
That's a good point.
So, you think we should get rid of the big dinosaurs?
Oh, no. We could put them in a museum.
Yeah, that's nice. Good quote.
I told you, didn't I? He's great, right?
Yeah, he is.
As much as I hate to admit it, you're right, Jared. You may actually have a chance in this election after all, Charles. We'll see you guys later, okay?
Right. Hey, bye.
That was unbelievable, Charles. You were great. And the dinosaur talk was sheer genius.
Thanks, Jared.
I think we're looking at a new campaign strategy. From now on, you do all the talking.
Here, read this.
Sick of dinosaurs chasing you and ripping off your head? Vote for Charles Van Horn. Interesting sign. A little disgusting. I mean, I like it, but...
I'll work on it.
How do you like this one? It wasn't asteroids that killed the dinosaurs. It was Charles Van Horn.
Cool. How about this one? Charles Van Horn. He's dino-rific.
Sounds like an invitation to a 3-year-old's birthday party.
Here, I drew a dinosaur.
Not bad. Why is he purple?
The dinosaurs, they're really big. But it's kind of weird because they had small brains.
Did you hear what Charles said today?
What?
He said when the dinosaurs lived, the world was different than it is today. And that is so true. We need new ideas because our school is different now.
Good point.
It's amazing the way he can express how I feel better than even I can.
You see, dinosaurs laid lots of eggs at once, but most of the babies died. The ones that lived got real strong real fast. But that's not gonna happen anymore, right, people?
Hi, Jared.
Mr. Whitaker, I'd like you to meet Charles Van Horn.
Oh, well, hello. Nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I read your poem. I thought your use of symbolism was interesting.
Thank you.
I think we've got this election sewn up.
Really?
The student council won't know what hit him. Hey, could I have a chocolate milkshake, please, and one for my buddy?
Huh? Coming right up.
Oh, I see some potential voters. I'll be right back.
Oh, you've got quite a campaign manager there, Charles.
Yes.
Well, so tell me, where did you get the idea for the dinosaur poem?
I love dinosaurs.
But how did you decide to symbolize the student council with dinosaurs?
All the dinosaurs are dead now.
Right. But what does that have to do with the student council?
The big dinosaurs. You see, they ate the little ones.
Okay. But what does that mean?
It means that, well, the dinosaurs, they're all dead now.
Charles, did you write that poem?
Yes, all by myself. Well, my mom helped me with some of the words.
Uh-huh. Do you know what the student council does?
Jared told me they don't do anything.
What, do you know what they're supposed to do?
No.
I see. Well, here's your milkshake.
Thanks.
Come in. Oh, hi, Whit.
Hi, Mr. Johnson.
Have a seat.
Ah, thank you.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to ask you about the student council elections.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Charles Van Horn?
Yes, I do. He's in one of our new special ed classes.
Special ed?
Yes, it's a pilot program we've just started. We're trying to get kids with special needs blended into a regular school.
Oh, so Charles is...
Mentally challenged, yes.
And he's running for student council?
Yes, well, why not? He's one of the better students in his class. And he does have a creative mind. It might make a good fit.
But does he know anything about student government?
I'm not sure. It hasn't stopped anyone else from running for office.
Huh. Did you read this poem he wrote for the newspaper?
Yes, it's good, isn't it?
Do you know what it's about?
Dinosaurs?
But what about the title?
Oh, People We Know. Yes, I asked his teacher about that. It's a misprint.
Oh?
The paper got it confused with another poem. The real title is The Vicious Predators, or something like that.
So this poem is really about dinosaurs?
That'd be my guess.
Hmm. I think I need to have a little talk with Jared. Jared?
Mr. Whitaker, what are you doing here?
Can I talk to you for a moment?
What's the matter?
What's going on with you and Charles?
What do you mean?
I understand if you're trying to help him feel comfortable in a regular school, but...
Regular school? What are you talking about?
Jared, you do know what class Charles is in, don't you?
No. I'm not in any of his classes.
You don't know?
Know what?
Well, Jared, he's in the special ed class.
What?
Well, the poem he wrote was mistitled. It really was about dinosaurs. From our conversation at the shop, it appears he doesn't know anything about the student council or what he's going to do if he gets elected to it.
Uh-oh.
What?
He's supposed to give a speech in front of the whole school tomorrow, and he has to answer questions. If he doesn't understand anything...
We better talk to Charles.
I'm eating lunch with him later.
No, no. His parents should be around for this, too.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
So, that's what we think happened, Mrs. Van Horn.
Well, I appreciate you telling me, Mr. Whitaker. I can't imagine why Charles didn't let me in on any of this. He usually tells me everything.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, that's okay, Jared. You didn't know.
Well, what's going on?
Mr. Whitaker and Jared were just telling me about your political ambitions.
My what?
Why didn't you tell me you were running for student council?
I guess I forgot.
Charles, you tell me everything. Why not this?
'Cause I knew you wouldn't let me do it.
But why didn't you tell me you didn't understand what I was talking about?
Same reason.
Look, Charles, tomorrow you have to make a speech in front of the whole school and...
And you think I'm gonna do it bad, right?
Well,
you don't want a dummy like me up there.
No!
It's not that, Charles. We just don't know if you're quite ready for such a big responsibility.
So, how come today you thought I was so smart, and now that you know I'm in special class, you don't want me to do my speech?
It has nothing to do with being smart.
Yes, it does. I know that I'm not smart, but I could do things. You'll see. I'll show you.
Should I go after him?
No. When he says he'll show you, he really means he's gonna show you.
There. You see? I got a certificate.
Oh. Let's see. This is to certify that Charles Van Horn is a unique, one-of-a-kind creation, special in the eyes of God.
He got that from his Sunday school teacher.
That's very nice.
God says I'm special, and that means I could do things, and not just things anybody could do, but stuff that some people can't do, like run for student council.
Well, you've convinced me, Charles. How about you, Jared?
Are you up to it, Charles?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll do it. Let's meet early tomorrow morning and we'll write your speech.
No thanks.
What do you mean?
I want to write my own.
Yes. Next up, running for student council representative, Charles Van Horn.
Thank you. I'm nervous. I guess the first thing I should say is that I'm not in a regular class here at school. I'm in Miss Lincoln's special ed class. You see, a lot of people thought I was real smart when I wrote that poem for the newspaper. I guess they thought I was talking about something else. But it's really about dinosaurs. That's it. So, I'm not the smartest kid in school. I guess I'm not even the smartest kid running for student council. But my teacher always says, it's not how smart your brain is, it's what you do with the brain you have. And I think I do a lot with my brain. And I think I could do a good job. So even though I don't have the ideas you thought I had, I do have some. My mom and I talked about student council last night, and I understand it pretty well now. We came up with some ideas for the school. Most of them are mine. When we plan events like Community Awareness Week, and we're trying to come up with a theme, I think the student council should think of 5 events, then have the rest of the students vote from those choices. That way, we could all be involved in picking just the right theme. Also, I really like the idea of switching that around.
In the book of Exodus, chapters 3 and 4, God called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. But Moses asked God to send someone else because he didn't consider himself to be a good speaker. In chapter 4, verse 12, God answers, "Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak." No matter how plain or untalented we may think we are, God made us special, one-of-a-kind creations, crafted to do his work. Each of us was made for a purpose. We are unique, talented, and beautiful because we are made in the image of God. Well, that's all for now. If you'd like to write to us, our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask for your own copy of today's episode. It's called Natural Born Leader. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Natural Born Leader was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.